What's going on, guys? AJ here. So, during this whole corona situation, as everyone knows, I have a lot more time on my hands to kind of work through a few things. For a lot of you guys, and a lot of you guys know that about, what would it be now? 9 weeks or so, 8 weeks, I started a new position where I am heading and running the workplace culture division. And a lot of that has to do with kind of the E1B2 employee experience model that I'm very fond of. And so I'm just looking at it right now, revamping it, reworking some things out. And I'm in the performance review experience section. And I'm writing down something that I think is pretty impactful that not only will make a difference within the business that I'm working in right now, but I think it can be scaled across all organizations. So there's a lot of performance reviews that are super black and white and super objective, meaning there's no room for gray. There's no room for, but this was that the thing that happened, or she did that, or like there's no room for any excuses, right? A lot of leaders, unfortunately, look at gray, right, as excuses. Look at variables as excuses. And at the end of the day, did what we said in the beginning of the year, or did what we said at the beginning of the week, or did what we said at the beginning of the month, did those things occur? Yes or no, objectively black or white. I personally am not a fan of that, because I know throughout my life professionally, there's so much gray. There's so many variables. There's so many different components that can hinder someone's success, that can actually stop something from happening. And I think those gray components and areas need to be brought up during these conversations. To give you guys a few different examples, let's say you have a social media manager that has the responsibility of creating the strategy of four different channels and four different types of content, and that content falls on the backs of the blog writers, falls on the backs of the editors, falls on the backs of the photographers, falls on the backs of graphic designers. And let's say two out of the five people I just listed that it falls on the backs of, and these individuals are collaborating and supporting the overall objective and bottom line black and white golden deliverable of that manager. Let's say a few of them are just not too engaged in their work and things are late. Let's say a few of them are having some personal situations that are happening financially or emotionally. Let's say a few of them are in their last stages of a certification program that has nothing to do with this industry, and they're kind of just mentally checked out, waiting to get that last check. Let's say all of these things are happening at one time. There is no way we can definitively say that if things did not get done by the end of the week or the end of the month that was objective for that social media manager, we can't say that is 100% falls on his or her back. And I believe that's what a lot of organizations do. I believe they don't allow that social media manager, or anyone else for that matter, in the organization to bring up all the other gray, all the other variables. They just objectively look at, did this get done? Did this get completed, yes or no? And I just don't think that's the right thing to look at. I don't think that's the right thing to do, because all of the examples I just listed could have happened in the midst of the month, the 2 month, the 6 months of trying to complete those tasks and those goals and deliverables. So gray matters, guys. If you're a leader listening to this right now, an executive, a floor manager, if you're the CEO, if you're head of people, and you guys have a goals and deliverables process, a performance management system, a annual review system that is super black and white and objective, and you're not taking into consideration the gray. And I don't just mean, hey, let me hear what you have to say just to make the employee feel good. I mean literally taking it into consideration, documenting it into an Airtable, into a Basecamp, into whatever tools that you guys use, allowing that to actually affect the score that is then rolled out to that employee. These things matter, because at the end of the day, these types of numbers and these types of tracking of data it can make or break someone getting a raise. It can make or break someone being able to progress in their career. And in some cases, it can make or break someone staying at a company, which can significantly affect their resume, which can significantly affect the longevity of their career. And so I guess, again, I won't ramble too much today. Respect the gray. Understand the gray. Feed into the gray. Don't feed into clear excuses, because in some of those examples I just gave, there are definitely a few things the social media manager could have done to try to increase motivation, to try to support family dynamics, to try to support mental health variables. But it does not at any stretch of the imagination fall completely objectively black and white 100% on his or hers back. That is not fair, that is not right, that does not even make sense to me at a logical level. And I just think there are too many organizations and too many leaders today that are still doing it that way, still looking at objective black and white metrics of whether this got completed or not, and not giving any light, not getting any air, any freedom, any value to the gray, to the unexpected, the unpredicted, the other dynamics of humans. So these are just a few thoughts, just one man's opinion, but I think there's a lot of value in what I'm saying, and I think we all as leaders need to remember and listen to this, because gray does matter. Black and white are definitely important, but gray is equally, and at times even more important. Thanks a lot.